Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're still dealing with is the authority of the believer. We're doing part four from a seven-part series, and the topic we're having today is called the sacrifice for mankind. In this topic, I want to go through the sacrifice for mankind, which is the topic. I want to go through it point by point, so please stay with me. This point is that Jesus Christ became the sacrifice on the cross for mankind. We see this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, reading from verse 8. Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Through the work on the cross, Jesus destroyed him that had the power of death. This scripture is actually saying, or this point's actually saying, that Jesus Christ, the work he did on the cross, destroyed Satan's power and his legal position over mankind. We go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, and it reads, Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shed in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of life and death, and that is the devil. Jesus Christ went to the cross sinless. Had he sinned once, he would have not been able to go to the cross sinless and pay for our sins. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 21. And it says here that Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us, and that he was taken illegally to hell by Satan, and there he paid for our sins. Reading from verse 21, For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus, through his sacrifice and blood, purged man's sins, made a new covenant with the Father, and cleansed all that was perverted up to and including the heavenly utensils of worship. Jesus is called the firstborn from the dead. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Verse 18, And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. This scripture is saying Jesus Christ is the firstborn from the dead. If he's the firstborn, there's many more to come after him if he's the firstborn. And there must be secondborn, thirdborn, and so on. We go now to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. Here we see Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, calling Jesus Christ the firstborn from the dead once again. We also see in the scriptures the next point that Jesus is the firstborn from a new species of man. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and it reads, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Through Christ Jesus, you become a new creation that never existed before. The Word of God tells us that Jesus becomes the firstborn of many brethren. We go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Reading from verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The Scripture is saying that Jesus Christ is the firstborn of many brethren, many more people to come. Another point we see in Scripture is that God exalted Jesus Christ above all and gave him a name above every other name. We go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. Reading from verse 9, Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on the earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The scripture is very clear here. God has exalted him, exalted his name far above every name. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, and every tongue shall confess that. Another point is that all power has been given to Jesus Christ in heaven and in earth. To see this, we go to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19, and 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age. Jesus Christ was actually saying, All power and all authority has been given unto me. And he was authorizing the people working with him to go into the world and do exactly what he did. The last point I want to bring forward here now is all authority that Jesus Christ received was given back to man. When Adam sinned in the garden, the authority was transferred from Adam to Satan. Jesus Christ went to the cross, broke the power of Satan, made a new covenant with God, and then transferred that authority back to mankind. We see this in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and it reads, "Go therefore and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We also see this in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And Jesus speaking, he said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover." For people to have this power, it's got to be through and in the name of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. The power and the authority that was lost in the Garden of Eden was returned to mankind after the cross. Satan's power was broken. His authority, his legal authority over mankind was broken. Satan is no longer in authority over a born-again believer unless the born-again believer allows him room to move in their life. A person who is not born again, they have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and have not repented of their sins, they come by default automatically under the headship of Satan, who is a fallen angel. But God has clearly broken the power of the devil through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has received all authority and power, and Jesus Christ has returned that authority and power back to mankind in his name and only through his name. That power is manifested. Thank you for being with me today. I hope, again, you've enjoyed today's message. The next message coming up will be part 5, the topic of who we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you very much and God bless.